All summer long, Galway hookers and their smaller counterparts, Glowtjogi, can be seen out on Galway Bay competing in the yearly regatta and sailing league organised by Cumann Hookery na Galava. The last race of the 2024 season at Féile an Tróthán in Onkararua saw the league title for one of the Glowtjogi classes coming down to just two boats, the McHugh and Ceoilneamara. All the great rivalries, all local, both crews knew each other really well, they race each other regularly, both are in with just as good a chance as the other. Now, Trasavranach hopped aboard the Ceoilneamara to go to sea with the McDonagh brothers, Aidan, Brandon and Cian, as they pitted themselves against the crew of the McHugh. The weather was calmer than they would have liked. The stakes are high. The brothers were busy at work when Trasa arrived, and she began by asking Brandon about the league.
So we'd race every weekend, really. Yeah, there's about probably 12 races in total throughout the summer. There's probably four or five boats that are able to win any day, and there's only seconds between us in every race, so it keeps us on our toes, you know.
This is a 23-foot Glowtjogi called Ceoilneamara. The boat was built by my uncle in 85, 86, and she was sold twice, and then we bought her back again around 2003. So myself and my two younger brothers, I'm the eldest, Cian and Brendan, and we usually sail together in this one anywhere there's a regatta between Roundstone, Keenvara, all around the Galway coast here.
It's nice being out. We've been sailing together now for probably 20 years. We started around, say when we were 10 years old, probably out with Aidan first, so he kind of showed us the ropes from day one.
The league this year, all down to this race today.
Today is kind of D-Day, I suppose. There's two boats that are very tight in the league. There's only 1 point between us, so it will come down to the wire, yeah.
The McHugh, one of our competitors, if she wins first place today, that means she has the league. We need to finish either the second or third, or hopefully win it, and the league is ours, so it should be a very good race today. We get on very good now with the McHugh and her crew. We've had some fierce battles over the years. The two boats are very close, so very interesting now that it's gone down to the last race of the season for the outcome, so looking forward to it. A bit nervous though. Now it's time to set sail now and rig her up for the race. We'll have to lift the mainsail here and then the jib to make sure everything's ready.
This boat is a 23-foot, so they're known as the Glowtjogi Bogha.
People might recognise the Galway hooker, the bigger Galway hooker.
So they all have the same sail plan, so it's a gaff rig on the mainsail and a jib and a foresail, but just different sizes of sails and different sized boats.
And it's the traditional red sails that people know from Galway Bay, really.
It is, yeah. There's actually a wide variety nowadays. Whereas traditionally there would have been the old calico sails, would have had a bit of a red tone, I suppose. But nowadays with newer material, you have white sails, wine colour sails like we have here, and again the red sails also.
Two sails up, the main sail and the jib. Are you putting up a foresail?
We will, yeah. So in every race, or most races anyway, you'd have the three sails up. They can sail with the jib and the main sail as well. So just before the race, we'll get going, make sure everything is right. And we'll get the foresail up then, just to test that before the race and get ready for the starting line then.
So, fives are fast, then. Fives are fast. Phone number warning.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll give it. Chen Imoshipshire.
Okay.
Classy here.
You're getting rid of some of the ballast, I see, Brendan.
Yeah, we're taking a few, just a little bit of weight out. Wind seems to be dying off a bit, so it kind of helps with the weight of the boat. It'll just get our momentum going a bit easier, you know.
It's all about tactics today, you know. We have to get this right. There's no room for error today. We'll lighten her up, I think. It's calming off all the time.
So you're getting rid of all extra weight. Does that include me?
That includes you today, unfortunately, and even myself, if things are going against us.
Lads, where's the luck?
Oh, man.
And you'll force the oil the one before it could you. Thanks, lads.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay, one, buddy.
I'm in the referee's boat now because I've been offloaded as ballast by Kildamara, and with me is Stefan Dwalish, one of the referees on this race. All the Bádhrí, all the boatmen, all the sailors know each other, and I'm sure the referees on all of these races have a tough job.
They do, and you've hit the nail on the head. We all know one another, and some of us sail together as well, so it could be awkward later on after the races, but we'll eventually forget.
Stefan, we're well over halfway through the race now, and can you tell us what's going on?
Lovely day for sailing, and we're coming in on the last leg now, and things haven't changed too much. The boat in first place is the McHugh, and the boat in second place is Niamh Stefan, and at the moment in third is Kildamara, but she has a bit of a fight on with the Niamh Fain. So I'm sure the lads are under pressure at the moment, and it'll be interesting to see how it goes.
Ethan, Brendan and Cian, congratulations.
Thank you very much. Absolutely delighted. Unfortunately, we didn't come in first place. We came in third, which secured the league for us anyway, but a tough sail. Congratulations to the McHugh that won the race today.
So you lost the battle but won the war.
But a great season overall, great sailing. Everybody came home safe, and it was a absolutely very enjoyable season this year.
Now, what did I tell you? Trasabranach on board, Kildamara with the mighty McDonagh brothers. Gurmahagui Galair.